one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll have all the latest local, national, and international soccer news and commentary on tonight's show. Though the Rhinos played to a tough scoreless tie with Pittsburgh on Saturday, they're back home this Wednesday taking on Toronto FC 2 at 7:05. We'll have the man of the match from Saturday's contest, one of the top keepers in the USL, Tomas Gomez, will be with us. Lancers Wall of Famer Michael Lewis is in California going to the Gold Cup final with the U.S. taking on, no, not Mexico, Jamaica, featuring Rhinos defender Sergio Campbell, who played in yesterday's big upset. The Reggae Boys beat the Tricolores 1-0 on a late free kick. We'll have all the latest news from Michael on the Gold Cup, and also Dick Howard will have the information on the Gold Cup as well. Canada getting knocked out by Jamaica, who are now in the final, plus all the latest news from around the world of soccer as well. Let's bring in Joe Sirianni. And Joe, obviously lots of things happening in the world of soccer.
Unbelievably so, and just the culmination of the American team is going to be one of the toughest contests that they're going to face with Jamaica. I watched the game, and Jamaica was, I believe in the first half, Mexico was a little bit better. They were moving the ball really well. But in the second half, Jamaica took the game over, and they scored a beautiful goal. There was a classical kick, and I watched the way the ball bent. I thought it was going to go out there. All of a sudden, it came in, and it was it swerved to the right, and the goalie had no chance to do that. And aside of that, I admire, you know, the celebration that they usually had. It was not an individual celebration. It was a whole team, all Jamaican team, that got in a group and they celebrated. They showed to me unity and because of the team. The other thing that I noticed that before the kick was taken, four or five players congregated together and they took the guy that took the kick. You know, they had a lot of confidence in him. There was a really well taken free kick, and that's the goal was superb. The game was very, very good. The goalies were, you know, the Jamaican goalie. He was unbelievable.
Andre Blake from Philadelphia Union.
Yeah, and so was the Mexico goalie.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. No. So anyway, that's. And, you know, you're talking about soccer. There's an abundance of soccer right now. Sometimes I find hard to watch which game I want to watch. But, it's amazing.
He has played for Philadelphia. I was thinking of John McCarthy, the former Rhino keeper. He played for Union this weekend because Andre Blake is with the Jamaican national team. It's Kemar Lewis who scored the goal for the Reggae Boys, and this will be one of their biggest matches in the team's history, going for the championship of CONCACAF. And this, of course, a rematch of two years ago semifinal when Jamaica beat the United States. So it's going to be an interesting match. It'll be this Wednesday from Santa Clara, California. Again, we'll have Michael Lewis on a little bit later in the show from live from either Los Angeles or San Francisco. I don't know which where he's going to be. He's getting he's on a charter flight with CONCACAF, so we'll find out where Michael's going to be. But before we get to some more soccer news, I just want to make a couple moments to talk about something serious. We had a death in our family over the weekend, and it was due to drugs. And all I can say is, for anybody out there, whether you're young or old, men or women, if you're using drugs, stop. It's your life or the drugs. There's no other way to say it. Get help. Go to your doctor. Talk to your family. Talk to friends. Talk to a clergyman. Do whatever you have to do to get off of drugs, because it destroys your life.
Not only that, Andrew, it destroys families because it's a debt that affects the whole family, the immediate family, extended family, friends and acquaintances. It's just a useful tool to use when you use your family and when you use your acquaintance and when you lose your willpower, because you got to have willpower to get away from the drugs. So and help, of course.
Absolutely. And there's plenty of places. Go online. Just look for help with drugs, and there's plenty of places you can go. But just please, if you're using or if you know someone who's using, you stop. Get them to stop. Do whatever you have to do, because it's not worth it. It's your life or the drugs. Anyway, I've said my piece.
Well, I just want to, not on the same subject, but I promised my nephew, Michael Femiano, that I would say hello to him on the radio. He's a little kid. He's a little kid, but not a little kid. And he listened to our show, and I just want to make sure that I say, hi, Mike. Thank you very much for listening to our show, and I love you.
Oh. Very nice, yeah. Joe. And thank you for everybody who listens to our show. By the way, tell your friends about Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. If they don't know about the show, I know sometimes the word doesn't get out very well, but we're on every Monday night at 6:30. We've been on the air for 23 years, going on 24 now, longer than any other soccer show in North America, thanks to Charlie Sciano, Joe Giuliano, and Mr. Sirianni here, and Wayne Fuller, who started the show way back in 1994. With Charlie Sciano. So a couple big items that have come up. First of all, I know that Michael Lewis is reporting on this, and it's been reported also through other media channels that the Rochester Lancers may be coming back as an indoor franchise. You can go to frontrowsoccer.com to get all the details. Nothing is definite yet. When we have the definite word, we will certainly talk to Doug Miller and Soccer Sam about what's going on. But go to frontrowsoccer.com. They have all the latest information there. It's Michael Lewis's site. We're all very hopeful it's going to happen this winter to get indoor soccer back. I know, Joe, you'd be very happy to see the indoor Lancers back again, as well, thousands of people around Rochester.
I remember not only the team that Sam put together, but I remember that Lancer, the original Lancer, adventuring in indoor soccer. So things were a little different. The goals were bigger than they are right now. And I remember Jim May that was playing.
What
it was the goalie.
Keeper he was. Wow.
I know. And, but anyway, I'm very happy that and hopeful, that the Lancer come back as an indoor team, as well as an outdoor team next season.
We'll see what happens here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll certainly let you know as the word comes out. Another item that came out today, and I saw this, I was absolutely stunned, and this really hits home for me because, as you know, I'm a purist, and I love the sport, the worldwide sport, and I really believe that if the United States is ever going to be on par with the rest of the world when it comes to soccer, they need to make the changes to play the game from a scheduling and league standpoint as the rest of the world does. So this is what happened today. International media company MP and Silva had proposed a $4 billion, billion-dollar global rights media deal to Major League Soccer, which is quadruple what they currently have. Now, the catch is that it would be, I would say it would run for 10 years starting in 2023 after the current deal with ESPN, Fox, and Univision expires. But the catch is
it requires MLS to adopt promotion and relegation. And for full disclosure, MP and Silva is Ricardo Silva, and he owns Miami FC of the North American Soccer League. And he obviously has his own personal gain of this happening, because he wants to see his team in Major League Soccer before David Beckham gets a team in Miami. But this was flat out rejected by Major League Soccer, that they don't want any part of this. And I am absolutely stunned that they would just dismiss this offhandedly without even considering what this could mean for soccer in this country. I'm shocked.
Andrew, I concur with your observations. And of course, if you, for the soccer people that are, they come from Europe or they understand soccer as we do, in Europe they got a relegation, and the team that do well, they go to the first division. The team that do not so well, they're at the bottom. You know, they are relegated in the second division, but they are given the opportunity to rebuild and go back in the first division. The situation, and I think that the objection is that in the American soccer, you know, as we know it right now, there is only a few cities that are designed to draw big crowd. When you're in the second division, naturally you're not in the same city, although sometimes they are in the second division. In Nelly, for instance, they have a first division team and a second division team in the same city.
Of course.
And they exist.
Absolutely.
Just like, MLS has a certain thing identical to now, that they have a team in a second division right now, but they don't have no relegation.
Right. So it's like it is in Germany. They have their amateur teams will play in the second or third division. They can't get promoted because they have to stay in that league.
Yeah.
But what I want to say is, especially in Italy, Joe, you had teams in the last few years, tiny franchises, tiny clubs that made it all the way to Serie A and are playing with Juventus and AC. Teams like Frosinone and Carpi, this year Spal, their stadium holds 8,500 people, but they are going to be in Serie A. Huddersfield Town has not been in the top flight in England in decades, and they're going to be in the Premiership this year. This is the chance for these clubs that work hard and win their divisions and do it the right way to get a chance to play with the big boys. I mean, the Rhinos would already be in Major League Soccer if it was promotion relegation.
Yeah.
And, you know, teams like FC Cincinnati and teams like Tampa Bay Rowdies, these are teams that could certainly win the USL. The Cosmos would be in Major League Soccer right now if there was promotion relegation. I just cannot believe it's because these owners don't want to take a chance on their team dropping down. Well, you know what, owners? If your team's not good enough and you finish in last place, that's what happens. It's called benefits of playing well and doing your best for your team. So
and the other advantage would be that you will see a different caliber of players, you know, because the team in second division, they would have to get better team in order to better players in order to advance to the first division. So you will see soccer growing and the opportunity for other players to play themselves, to expose themselves to the international scene.
Exactly.
And the whole thing is that I can only speak about Italy right now because I'm familiar with it. But when Juventus goes or Milan goes and play in a smaller city they make money for those teams because everybody wants to see the big team. So they fill the house.
Sure.
So that's the advantages of the minnow playing against the giant.
Absolutely. But unfortunately, it looks like Major League Soccer wants no part of it, and I just feel bad because, like I said, we will never see the MLS get to the level of the Premiership or Serie A or La Liga or the Bundesliga with this kind of mentality. We're always going to be a cut underneath those great leagues. We're never going to see the best players. I never see the best teams because of the way the MLS runs. But we'll talk more about this as we move through the show. Let's take our first break. Let's bring in Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, next and talk more about international soccer next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge custom designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are back home at Capelli Sports Stadium this Wednesday at 7.05 p.m. facing Toronto FC 2. It's a summer of fun night featuring live blues music, food from Dinosaur Barbecue, whiskey from Iron Smoke Distillery, and the newest pilot batch creation from the Genesee Brew House, Rhino Rye IPA. It's the last chance to see your Rhinos at home for nearly a month, so be at Capelli Sports Stadium on Wednesday and cheer your Rhinos to victory. Get your Rhinos tickets by calling 454-KICK or visiting rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates off the 390 Expressway. The website is davidolivodmd.com. Give you all the information about the practice or give them a call at 328-3382. Both Joe and I go to Dr. Olivo. We can't recommend any more highly. He's the best dentist in town, and he'll definitely take great care of you and your family. Dick, good evening. How are things up in Canada?
Good, hot and humid, but still recovering from all that's happening on the football field.
I tell you, Canada.
Great
had
day
to be
for the reggae boys.
Canada had a great tournament, and Jamaica obviously is having an even better tournament. It's a tremendous accomplishment for them to make the final. And I think they've got a good chance against the United States. U.S. took them a while to get going against Costa Rica. Once Dempsey and Altidore played together, though, was a great result. But certainly Jamaica has got great athleticism. And defensively, with Andre Blake, who, of course, knows most of those players in MLS, being with Philadelphia, he's been the star of this tournament for the Reggae Boys. They've scored
brilliant
few goals.
Absolutely brilliant. In fact, in the Canada-Jamaica game, which Canada lost by the odd goal, he was the difference because he made one save. I'm still replaying in my mind in the top corners, and he got across and put it over the top. Just a superb save, and probably brings that memory of Thomas Gomez making key saves for the Rhinos at the weekend, I know, but... For goalkeepers, Armstrong and Andre Blake, he's in the zone at the moment. He's looking unbeatable. Well, he shut out Jamaica shut out Mexico on two occasions in group play and then in the game at the weekend. But David Slugariath is what Tapper Whitmore said, the coach of the Reggae Boys, and he's quite true because nobody would have predicted that.
Absolutely, especially with Mexico basically having a home game at the Rose Bowl. And we'll talk with Michael later again to find out about what it was like at the Rose Bowl on Sunday because he was in attendance. But it should be a great final on Wednesday. But, Dave, I want to mention, I know that this wasn't on your script, but we were talking about this, Joe and I, in the last break. There was a story that broke today that the owner of Miami FC, his media company, offered MLS $4 billion for the global media rights for the league. And the only catch was is that they had to implement promotion and relegation, and MLS flatly turned him down. And I'm absolutely stunned that they would just offhandedly not even consider this as part of it. It certainly wouldn't even impact Canada as well. You've got FC Edmonton and Ottawa both in the second division. They could win their leagues and move up to Major League Soccer if we had promotion and relegation. But it does sound like MLS is not interested.
And I would agree, because you look at sport in North America, and there's no such thing as promotion and relegation that we're used to, of course, in football around the world. And I can well imagine the stance that the MLS has taken with regards to that, despite the dollars and cents involved, which is a massive, massive amount of money.
So you're against relegation?
I personally, given the way it's structured in North America with professional sports, Joe, I would say that there's no sort of such thing as promotion and relegation. If the structure changes in the years ahead and you see a clearly defined structure, yes, it's a case. But here you've got the USL and you've got NESL, you know, which one is going to be approved by U.S. Soccer. It's... a complex issue, but this time I'm quite happy that it stays as it is at the present time.
Well, I'm sad about it. I mean, the only thing that could possibly change it, and this has been talked about before, is that MLS takes over the second division and makes an MLS 2 and brings in the teams from both the NASL and the North and the USL and makes a new second division and then a new third division. Right now there is no third division in the United States. It's completely empty because USL was third division and now they're second. It drops down to the fourth division after that. So certainly things could change, but I mean I'm sad about it. I would love to see, you know, a team like the Rhinos, you know, if they in 2015 they would have been promoted to, well, this would have been the NASL at that point because it was third division to second. But I guess it's not in the offing. It's too much money that the owners have invested, I guess, in MLS that they're not going to allow it. So,
but I think based upon what Dick said, is that, if you look at all the other sports, you know, in America, they really don't have promotion relegation, which football doesn't have, baseball don't have it. They got like second division, third division.
Well, that's because...
Yeah, well, you've got the National Hockey League here. The Toronto Maple Leafs could be playing in the American Hockey League, you know, based on performances over in recent years, not this past season. But they finished at the bottom of the pack, and you've just got so many teams playing at the top level that it'll be very difficult to structure it, I think.
Well, I guess we'll leave it for another time, I guess. Hopefully someday MLS will realize if they're ever going to compete with the Premiership and the Bundesliga and Serie A, they're going to have to make some changes, because we'll never see that level of player and that level of competition until they do. But speaking of those leagues, Dick, obviously a lot of transfers going on. I'm very happy with Morata going to Chelsea. Is going to be the new striker replacing Diego Costa, who probably will go back to Atletico Madrid. But I'm very interested more about Chicharito coming back to the Premiership for West Ham, a team that you wouldn't think would put out that kind of money for that level of player. But certainly they want to move up and fill that Olympic Stadium with some fans.
Yeah, and he's had a good season with Bayer Leverkusen, and £60 million is the transfer amount. But Manchester City certainly spending the money. Benjamin Mendy.
Wow.
Now the world's most expensive defender after that, £52 million move from Monaco.
£52 million. I wish I had some of that money.
And then lurking in the background, always when they've got a slow day, the papers talk about Neymar, where he's going to go, and citing that PSG are willing to pay £200 million for the talented Brazilian. Unbelievable.
How much is £200 million? And you're not
£200 million is about $300 million, I think.
Something like that. But
a lot of money.
I saw a story, I think it was probably more of a joke, saying somebody at Real Madrid said, hey, we'd love to have Neymar come and play for Real Madrid. I don't know if that would ever happen, but yeah. That would be the shock of the century. But, Dick, certainly a lot of moves still happening, a lot of teams spending money, and we'll see how it goes. But the other thing I want to mention, for all the soccer naysayers out there, and I don't know, you're probably not listening to this show, but if you are, 82,000 people at MetLife Stadium on Saturday to see Juventus against Barcelona. One of the biggest crowds in the history of MetLife Stadium. And it just shows to show you, people will come out to see the top level of talent in the world's game here in the United States.
And you probably noticed they announced the average attendance of the games in the International Champions Cup. After eight games, 51,748 is the average. And then you have gates that you've mentioned, 82,000, 65,000, Santa Clara,
and
67,000, in Houston for the Manchester Derby. It's just incredible. The people will come out, and there's still a lot of great games coming up shortly. Unfortunately, none in the Toronto area.
You know, and people really spend money to go see those teams. Besides that, you know, the tickets are cheap.
And then the thing, Joe, that upsets them, I'm sure, in the game they're referred to with the Real Madrid game against Manchester United, Zidane took off all 11 starting players and put on youngsters for the second half. So you just saw the players that you want to see at the game of that nature, just playing 45 minutes.
Yep. Yeah, and I'll never forget when I went to see Manchester United against Juventus at Giant Stadium in 2003. And the reason I went to see it was I wanted to see David Beckham, and he was transferred, so I didn't get a chance to see David Beckham. So my wife always reminds me of that. Every time I wanted to go see David Beckham, we said, he probably won't be playing for the team that you're getting the tickets for. But anyway,
was that the game where Tim Howard made his debut?
That was the one, yes. Yep.
I was at that game with some fans from Rochester. It was just great, great game. Terrible evening, poor with rain, but Tim did a good job, and he's going to be a key fellow coming up with the final game, and the battle of the two goalkeepers, Andre Blake and Tim Howard, could be an interesting one to follow.
Absolutely.
So who do you think is going to win?
If you're betting Mancho, you're going to say the U.S. now, with the addition of Altid, and Bradley coming in and beefing up the squad. But having said that, and seeing this Jamaican team, you know, the physicality of the team, the speed, the transition play is great. They don't mess about in defense, and behind them they've got a goalkeeper who's playing superbly. So
they're midfield,
a shock result, and it really would be a shock, you know, if the Reggae Boys were to be champions of CONCACAF.
Especially that they're not in the
world. It'd be great for the game, of course, but I don't think Bruce Arena... I wouldn't be too happy with that.
Even though Sergio Campbell from the Rhinos is part of Jamaica, I still want the United States to win. I think they shut down Costa Rica pretty significantly, even though they were decimated by injuries, Costa Rica. But the back line of the U.S. played very well, and Tim Howard was on top of his game. We may very well see a scoreless game here unless somebody can do something special like an out-the-door or a
probably doesn't go to
Mario
penalty kick.
Williams from Jamaica, plays for the Charleston Battery.
There was a great goal that they scored, Jamaica. Beautiful.
And it's great, guys. You probably don't know, but Captain Horace Burrell, who did so much for football in Jamaica, in the islands over the years, passed away several weeks ago. And I'm sure he'll be chiming in the name of the Lord with regards to what happened against the Mexicans and hoping that it's going to be a similar result against the US of A. But it really has been remarkable. It just shows you, and we see these shock results all the time, and it's going to be a good game. The first goal, I think, is going to be a key in the game in the week.
Absolutely. The game again Wednesday night. You can watch it on Fox Sports 1. And, Dick, that'll do it for the international segment. Thanks so much. We'll talk more about international soccer next week, and I believe next weekend is the coming up, not this coming weekend, but next weekend is the support of the Shield in England and the start of the season over there. Chelsea and Arsenal.
Unbelievable, isn't it? It's such a short off season these days. Yeah. But it's great.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you next week, Dick. Have a good one.
Okay, guys. Ciao, Joe.
Ciao, Dick.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick in the International Report every week on our show. Next up, it's Rochester Rhinos and one of the top goalkeepers in the USL, their keeper Thomas Gomez, next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are back home at Capelli Sports Stadium this Wednesday at 7.05 p.m. facing Toronto FC 2. It's a summer of fun night featuring live blues music, food from Dinosaur Barbecue, whiskey from Iron Smoke Distillery, and the newest pilot batch creation from the Genesee Brew House, Rhino Rye IPA. It's the last chance to see your Rhinos at home for nearly a month, so be at Capelli Sports Stadium on Wednesday and cheer your Rhinos to victory. Get your Rhinos tickets by calling 454-KICK or visiting rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Hey, Jenny! The best things in nature make Genesee beer. Nature light, nature bright, naturally clear. The best things in nature make Genesee beer. Naturally more refreshing. Nature brewed.
Oh, my goodness. Bob D'Angelo, our engineer, just has, at his fingertips, has the perfect things to come back with. And, of course, Genesee beer from way back when. You know, Yvonne Craig, Batgirl, was a Jenny girl.
Yeah.
Of course, you knew that, Joe, because you're a big fan. But Genesee beers and the Genesee Brew House, big sponsor of the Rhinos, and they're going to have a big event this Wednesday as the Rhinos host Toronto FC. There'll be blues bands and the newest Rhino Rye IPA beer available. Dinosaur Barbecue will be there. It's going to be a big event Wednesday. And leading the way for the Rhinos against Toronto FC will be our next guest. He's one of the top keepers in the USL, leads the league with 8 clean sheets. Tomas Gomez joins us. Tomas's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Get your tickets for Rhino matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Tomas, thanks for being with us tonight. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being on with us, and congratulations on another clean sheet. I wish the Rhinos had scored a goal. It's funny, I was speaking to Blaise Bourgeois, the Rhinos director of media, up in the press box the week before the match, and he said the game's going to end 0-0, and he was right on target, unfortunately for us.
Well,
but
thanks to you.
No, yeah, they really
good. Thanks to Sam, because you were great on goal. I mean, those two saves that you made, that I remember, where you extended your body went to the left, and it was unbelievable. So my praise to you, are well deserved.
Thank you.
Well, Thomas, tell us about the match. I mean, obviously, I think Jamaica, because Pittsburgh plays a lot like the Jamaican national team. They're very big, very physical, very athletic. And they're a difficult team to play against. They belie their record because their record's not so good, but they certainly have a lot of talent on their team, and they showed it in the match. But I think, again, the defense, I think, was strong, and unfortunately we couldn't break them down in the match to score a goal.
Yeah, I mean, we knew going into the game that it was a tough opponent despite, like, what their record shows. I know they pulled off some big results on the road. I think they won in Charleston, and they also beat Tampa at home 2-0. So we knew the team was definitely capable. But we thought going into the game that we matched up fairly well, and like we're the type of team that we feel if we get a goal, you know, we should either be able to come away with 3 points or one at least. But, you know, I guess on that day it just wasn't meant for us. We didn't create a lot for what we normally do. But, you know, at least we're not – it wasn't another loss, which is good, and we're hopefully going to build on that result and go into Wednesday and hopefully grab 3 points at home in front of the fans.
Thomas, when you play against a team like Pittsburgh, who they have technical skill, but really their forte is just they're big and fast, and they try to play the ball over the top and have their guys beat the defenders. How do you change the defensive strategy to match up against a team like that that's so physical?
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of our center backs are very physical too, and they win their battles for the most part of this year, and we knew going into it this is a strong athletic team up top, and it's going to be a tough game. And for us, we wanted to win the midfield, and I think the results came out for possession, and we actually finished with higher possession. It's just, it was one of those games that was tough because it was hard for us to get a few chances, and we didn't take advantage of what we could have. So, but yep.
What are you going to do? Sometimes the ball just doesn't go into the back of the net. But you're certainly leading the league in clean sheets. Yeah, it's the defense playing very well in front of you. Very similar to last year's defense. What changes have you noticed between last year and this year's team on the defensive side? What's the team doing differently, or what are they doing, you know, better than they did last year?
I mean, honestly, I think it's pretty similar to what we had last year, where we have a bunch of guys that are buying into the process and buying into the tactics that we have. And, you know, I know that I can speak for the back line that they go into the game and they know, you know, if they do their job, we're going to come away with a result, whether it be a tie or a win. And for the most part this year, I'd have to say our back four has been rock solid and has made my job really easy. So, you know, it's nice having a good amount of shutouts, but it's also a testament to the defense that's been playing unbelievable for the whole season so far.
It was a very exciting game. I mean, I thought that to compliment the defense as well, you know, I thought that they played very well. I thought that the midfield, you know, sometimes they don't get the praise, but Garcia played very well, and Wall was moved to forward, and he usually plays in the midfield, and he found himself, you know, trying to play the position that he's used to, and you know, I believe that you know, we meaning the Rhinos had much control of the ball, but for some reason, once we get in the 18, nobody was shoot on goal. And the thing is that when you shoot on goal, you can get a rebound, you can do this. Instead, they make the small passes, and you know, the defender always faces the ball. So it's, you know, I wish they would shoot more. How do you see it?
I mean, I totally agree. And over the last few weeks, we've been trying to implicate that more, or implement that more into training, where we're trying to finish and we're trying to get our forwards and midfielders goals. So once they start seeing the back of the net in practice a lot, it hopefully will show in games, because I don't think our team yet has maxed out our effort and how good we can be. We've shown some instances this season that we can be very, very good, and we know we can play with anybody. But for us right now, we're at the midway point, and for us, it's like we need to start finding goals. But we're all confident in each other that once we do get these goals, you're going to start to see us start to move up the table and start to really get into the type of form that you would want going into the playoffs, so that hopefully we can bring another championship back to Rochester.
Well, the Rhinos have a big match on Wednesday against Toronto FC, too. Second match against the Baby Reds. It was a scoreless tie up in Toronto earlier in the season. And, Thomas, with them, you never know who they're going to bring because of the affiliation. I mean, they have a big, big match on the weekend against New York City FC, so I would imagine it's probably going to be the younger guys. But what are you guys doing to get ready for this big match? And knowing that you've got another big match on Saturday against FC Cincinnati and probably 30,000 fans being at Nippert Stadium to play against.
Yeah, no, for us, we take it one game at a time, and we're not really concerned with Cincinnati at the moment. We're concerned with trying to get 3 points at home. You know, for us, we don't like to lose at home, and we don't really like to tie. So for us, it's a massive 3-point opportunity on Wednesday, and we're hoping to be able to go in there, get a goal early, and build on that, and hopefully, like, start seeing the back of the net more, and then bring that into our next game.
Well, we'll certainly be watching this Wednesday again. Kickoff is at 7:05 on Wednesday. Come out early, enjoy the barbecue. You never pass up Dinosaur, believe me. And also the brews and the whiskey and the great blues band, and of course the Rhinos in Toronto. That was the big rivalry back in the day, and certainly the Rhinos in Toronto, the closest rival that the Rhinos have. We want to come out and do very well against them. They're at the bottom of the USL East right now, but I'm sure they would love to come in and steal some points against the Rhinos. So, Thomas, thanks for being with us, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Thomas.
Thanks, Thomas.
Thomas Gomez, the keeper for the Rochester Rhinos, one of the top keepers in the league. Again, 7:05 kickoff, the Rhinos and Toronto FC. Then the Rhinos go on the road against FC Cincinnati on Saturday. That kickoff is at 7 o'clock. When we come back, we'll go out to the left coast, California, to talk to Michael Lewis and get the latest on the Gold Cup final between the United States and Jamaica. We'll have that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
top-notch monogramming is...
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a crack foreman in your water pipe. I may be too tiny to notice, but not anymore. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, you might get swamped by cleanup costs. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are back home at Capelli Sports Stadium this Wednesday at 7.05 p.m. facing Toronto FC 2. It's a summer of fun night featuring live blues music, food from Dinosaur Barbecue, whiskey from Iron Smoke Distillery, and the newest pilot batch creation from the Genesee Brew House, Rhino Rye IPA. It's the last chance to see your Rhinos at home for nearly a month, so be at Capelli Sports Stadium on Wednesday and cheer your Rhinos to victory. Get your Rhinos tickets by calling 454-KICK or visiting rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Change the music today because Michael's in California, but the U.S. Soccer Report brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. The U.S. will be looking to reach this Wednesday, and they will face Jamaica in the final. And of course, at Top Notch Monogramming, they're big supporters of the United States, but they're also big reggae fans. So if you support the U.S. or Jamaica, go to Top Notch Monogramming, get your gear, get ready for the big match on Wednesday. There we go. A little California music as well. Well, Michael, thanks for being with us, and how are things out in beautiful California?
So far, so good. I flew in from Los Angeles. I literally just flew in, checked into my hotel room 15 minutes ago, so I'm comfortable and raring to go.
Well, obviously, let's talk about what happened yesterday, because you were in attendance at the Rose Bowl for what they're calling one of the biggest upsets in Gold Cup history, Jamaica beating Mexico 1-0, and obviously a big story for you because the scorer of the winning goal, Kenmare Lawrence, plays for the New York Red Bulls, so big connection there. Tell us about the match and what was the atmosphere like during the match, and then what happened afterwards with Jamaica scoring that goal. Everyone must have been dead silent leaving the Rose Bowl.
Well, I'll tell you this. It looked like Mexico was going to score on Jamaica sooner or later. They had the possession. They created more opportunities, but Andre Blake was magnificent again in goal, and I can't say enough about this goalkeeper, who I think should be headed for Europe. That's just my opinion, or somewhere else, because he is a classy goalkeeper. the Jamaican side, the Reggae Boys, have allowed only 2 goals in 5 games. And if Jamaica has been known for anything in the past, unfortunately, sometimes it's lapses of concentration. And when they go down, maybe they their heads go down and they're in trouble. But this is a different type of Jamaican team. They play a different type of style where they are more defensive. And they rely on their fleet midfielders, forwards, and even outside backs to lead a lethal counterattack. As it turned out, the winning goal was not off a counterattack, but off the left foot of Kamar Lawrence, who that was only his third international goal. But what a memorable goal! Arguably the most historic goal in Jamaican soccer history. Let's see, after the match, the atmosphere, a smattering of boos by the fans. I think there were 43,000 people at the Rose Bowl, and you have to remember this was the Mexican B team. The A team, of course, recently played in the FIFA Confederations Cup, and so they were giving players a chance to show what they can do. You know, these are not bad players. These are just inexperienced players internationally, but they could not get over the hump and get the ball over or past Andre Blake, who, if he doesn't win Golden Glove of the tournament, it'll be stunning because he's been man of the match 3 times out of 5 games already.
It's amazing. He's done a great job, and he's shut up 2 shutouts against Mexico because they played to a scoreless tie in the group stage. So the Jamaicans, the Reggae Boys, will play in their second straight Gold Cup final. 2 years ago, they played Mexico in the final and were beaten. And this time, they'll face the United States, who they beat in the semis 2 years ago. The U.S., with a convincing win over Costa Rica. Again, a Costa Rican team decimated by injuries. But it was a good match. I think defensively, the U.S. played very well, except for that issue at the very beginning of the match. Of course, the U.S. almost scored 20 seconds into the game. My goodness, from
and
Jordan
Morris
hit the upright. But when Clint Dempsey came in the game, Michael, it changed the dynamic of the game. And his scoring, obviously, the goal that tied in with Landon Donovan for all-time scoring for the U.S., but just his presence out there changed the way the game flowed and really set the U.S. on their way to the final.
You know, Clint is 34 years old, which is considered ancient for an international striker. Saying that, I still think he can make an impact at this level, the same way I thought Landon Donovan could have in the 2014 World Cup. But Jurgen Klinsmann, who had the first and last word on the national team, obviously thought otherwise. But I thought Bruce Arena made a great selection, keeping him, bringing him in for the knockout round. And you don't have to play Clint Dempsey every game in terms of starting him. Sometimes players are more valuable off the bench. And, you know, like you said, we saw what happened. He sets up the first goal and scores a beautiful free kick on his. So, you know, I like to think Clint has the mentality, knowing that he's got younger players on in the striking position. And whatever he can do to help out, I will do that. I'm not comparing him to Miroslav Klose, who played for Germany, but he became more of, let's say, a role player in the 2014 World Cup. And look what happened to his country. I'm not saying, you know, they won the whole thing. I'm not saying the U.S. is going to win the 2018 competition in Russia, but every little bit helps. And if he's in top form next year, and Bruce Arena thinks he can help out, he'll have him on the roster. Why not? Every little bit helps.
I was concerned how many time Altidore got kicked and brought down, not only in this game, but in the game before. But I was glad that he kept his cool. I thought Bradley was pretty well, played pretty well too. So, to control the midfield, but the game that really impressed me was the Jamaica game, because in the beginning Jamaica, the first half Jamaica was 50-50, And I thought, just like you said, I thought Mexico had the better better the ball, better the control, better passing and everything. But in the second half, everything changed. I don't know what really happened, but Jamaica took control of the game.
You know, I think sometimes possession could be overrated unless you do something with it. And with the U.S., you're wondering, gee, is Costa Rica going to score a goal against the run of play and ruin the U.S.'s chances? And, gee, that's what Jamaica exactly did against Mexico so late in the match and didn't give them much of an opportunity or time to come back. Like I said, I think you got to make the most out of your possession, or it's just a meaningless statistic. And the U.S. managed to, and the Mexicans didn't. A learning lesson for the younger and experienced international players who played for Mexico in the Gold Cup.
You got to take advantage of your chances. That's more important than holding on to the ball for 80% of the time like Barcelona does. Obviously, I'm not a Barcelona fan, as many people know, but let's talk about the final. United States against Jamaica from Levi's Stadium, the home of the San Francisco 49ers in Santa Clara. And it'll start at 9:30 pregame on Fox Sports 1. Match will kick off around 10 o'clock Eastern time. And, Mike, I think the one good thing with this match is the U.S., I think, will have a home field advantage, which I don't think they would have had against Mexico. And you wonder how full the stadium is actually going to be, because I imagine a lot of Mexican fans are just not going to show up or try to sell their tickets. But it's going to be an interesting game. I think the U.S. has revenge in mind for 2 years ago.
Very well. I have to count how many players were on the 2015 team that are now on the 2017 team, because this was not anywhere near a full U.S. team. But got to give credit to Bruce Arena. He knew who he was going to bring in, more or less, for the knockout round, and he obviously strengthened the team. I would say do not sell Jamaica short. They're playing much better defense these days, and like I said, Blake, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but Blake has been absolutely outstanding in goal, and as we all know, a goalkeeper, a hot goalkeeper, and whether it's soccer or hockey, it could be the great equalizer there. Saying that, if you put everything into a soccer computer, I would say you would have to expect the U.S. victory. But the way things are going in this tournament so far, you know, Jamaica is the Cinderella team. And I've spoken to a few of the players, the aforementioned Blake and also Kamar Lawrence, and they're confident but not cocky. They understand they've made history, but they want to make some more history, too. So they've got their feet on the ground. Their heads might be in the sky with the clouds, but they got their feet on the ground. But like I said, logic would probably say the U.S., but we all know soccer doesn't always follow logic, does it?
No, it certainly doesn't. And Jamaica, if they win, they would be only the fourth team to win the Gold Cup behind the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, who won back in 2001 when Pat Onstad was the goalie for Canada during that tournament, if I remember right. But one question, Michael, on the final, is does it go directly to penalties, or is there going to be a 30-minute extra time? I believe I read one of the reports that the game Sunday would have gone directly to penalties if they'd stayed 0-0.
That is correct, and I wish I could answer that question because I've been literally going day by day, and I haven't done my research on that. Maybe shame on me for not doing it, but I would like to think the rules would follow suit in the knockout round, but like I said, sometimes you get surprised.
I believe that one of the commentators said that they're going to use the same format for the knockout round.
So
they're going to go directly to the penalty.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. I think it's going to be a scoreless tie, and I think it's going to go to penalties, and then it's a crapshoot. Who has the nerves to put the ball in the back of the net? I think it's going to be a battle of the goalkeepers, unless somebody comes up with something very special. But both teams, I think, are playing well right now, and I would not be surprised if it's a scoreless game. Not good for soccer fans, but I think for this match, I think it very well happened.
Well,
so
let's hope that the United States wins 1-0.
Well, we'll see. Michael, having fun. Enjoy the match, and we'll talk about it on next Monday's show.
My pleasure. I'll be back in New York.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Michael. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And next week we'll let you know what's happening with the show. Maybe a live show, maybe a tape show. We'll see what happens as things go on. But we'll keep track of things going on soccerisakickinthegrass.com or over on our Twitter feed, Radio Soccer, or our Facebook page at facebook.com/Radio Soccer. Thanks to Thomas Gomez, Blaze Bergeron, and the Rhinos for helping out with the show tonight. Thank you for Thomas for being our guest. Wednesday's match against the Rhinos against Toronto FC kicks off at 7:05. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or going to rhinosoccer.com. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis in California, Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WISL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WISL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
One note that.
Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.